Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak of Megillah. B'nei ha'ir shemachru rechayva shel ir. Rechayva shel ir is the plaza in the middle of the city where they used to come together to daven on the Yom Tainis. So, kind of the Mishnah holds that it has some kedusha. B'nei ha'ir shemachru rechayva shel ir loikhim b'damba beis ha'knesses. They sold that rechayv, they have to buy within a beis ha'knesses, which is a higher level of kedusha. Beis HaKnesses like in Teva. If you sold the Beis HaKnesses, you buy within Naran Kodesh. Teva like in Matpeches, they buy the cloth to wrap the Sfarim, the Sefer Torah with it. Matpeches Yikhu Sfarim, they sold the cloth which are used to wrap the Sefer Torah, they use it to buy a higher Kedusha, which is Nevi'im Uksuvim. And Sfarim like in Torah, that's the highest Kedusha. Abba. Yemachru Torah lo yikhu svarim, svarim lo yikhu matpeches, matpeches lo yikhu teva, teva lo yikhu beis haknesses lo yikhu es harachayv. Yeah, so the Mishnah is establishing the halacha of malin b'kaydish ein maridin. Malin b'kaydish ein maridin is a halacha which is negaya in many types of situations, and the halacha is that whenever we're dealing with inyan kedusha, the progression has to be in the direction of higher kedusha and not in the direction of lowering kedusha. It's negay in many different matzavim. Yeah, everybody knows the halacha that when by shachris, when you daven shachris, you put on the talis first and then the tefillin. One of the reasons is because malin b'kaydish ve'in maridin. So the Gemara in Menachos says that when they were mesader the lechem haponim on the shulchan. When they were mesadeh lechem aponim on the shulchan, so they first, when they brought the lechem aponim, they first put it on a shulchan shel kesef, and then when they were mesadeh on Shabbos, they put it on the shulchan shel zohar. So this is also a progression of aliyah, even though zohar isn't more kaddish than kesef, but when we're dealing with inyani kedusha, the progression has to be b'derech aliyah. The progression has to be b'derech aliyah. And over here, the Mishnah is saying, it's telling about this halacha legabe mechiras dvarim shebekedusha. That when you sell a dvar shebekedusha, you have to sell it in order to buy something which is of a higher kedusha and not of a lower kedusha. So if you sell nevi'im meksuvim, you have to buy a sefer Torah. You're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah to buy nevi'im meksuvim, and that's the whole order that says in the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara declares a shayla. Iboyelu ma'u limkar sefer Torah yoshan likach boi chodosh. That means like this. The Gemara shayla is based on the Mishnah. Yeah, because the Mishnah says that from a rechayiv you go up to a beis haknesses, and from a beis haknesses you go up to an aron kodesh, and from an aron kodesh to mat peiches to svarim the sefer Torah. And the Gemara doesn't say what to do with the sefer Torah. The Gemara doesn't say, in the ratio of the Mishnah, it doesn't say anything about selling a Sefer Torah. So if it doesn't say, so the Gemara asks the Shaila, Yiboyelu ma'u limkar Sefer Torah yoshan likach boi chodesh. Are you allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new Sefer Torah? And the tzadim of the Shaila is, kibin dolei ma'ali le'osr. Do we say that since an old Sefer Torah and new Sefer Torah are the same level of Kedusha, so it comes out that in this Mechira there is no progression of Aliyah in Kedusha, so it's Asur. Since you're not able to go up in Kedusha, maybe you're allowed to sell it on an oifen that it's going to stay on the same level. So if the Gemara Tosha Ma'ad, the Gemara wants to bring a Raya from the Sefer of the Mishnah, it says that if you sold the Sefer Torah, now let it buy Nevi'im Uksuvim. So the diuk of the Sefer is, Avomachru Torah lo yikhu svarim, svarim hu lo yikhu. Potoya b'toya shaper dami, it's mashba, that if you sold the Sefer Torah, you now let it buy Nevi'im Uksuvim. But if you sold the Sefer Torah, you can buy another Sefer Torah. So it would be mashma that you're allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new Sefer Torah. So if the Gemara, no, this is not a riot, because masnisin di'evet. Masnisin, this that the Mishnah says, if you sold the Sefer Torah, you're now allowed to buy Nevi'im Uksuvim, which from here would be mashma that only going down is asur, but to sell a Sefer Torah, to buy a new Sefer Torah would be mutter. No, it's not a diyuk, because the Sefer of the Mishnah, which says that you're now allowed to go down from a Sefer Torah to Nevi'im, is talking about midiyevet. You already sold the Sefer Torah. So yes, the Rashi says it's midiyevet because now you have the money, and what else are you going to do with the money? Yeah, there's no you can't go up in kedusha. There's nothing higher than the kedusha of a sefer Torah. So since you already sold the sefer Torah, and there's no option. So you're allowed to use the money to buy a sefer Torah, but you're just not allowed to go down and buy svarim. But lechatchila to sell a sefer Torah to buy another sefer Torah, that could be its taka osur. Yeah, and the Gemara continues to bring more raya's. Toshamar goyel and sefer Torah b'mitvuchas chumashim chumashim b'mitvuchas neviim. Yeah, the Gemara says, the Braisa says that you're allowed to wrap a sefer Torah with the cloth which was used for a chumash, which is a lower kedusha, means you're going up, but you're not allowed to wrap a neviim maksudim with the cloth which was used to wrap a sefer Torah, which is going down. Right. So the Gemara says, katani mi is goyelam sefer Torah b'mitvuchas chumashim. You're allowed to use a cloth which was used to wrap a chumash to wrap a sefer Torah. You're not allowed to use a cloth which was used to wrap one sefer Torah to use it for another sefer Torah. So the Gemara says no. But from the sefer is meduyik pakeret. And the sefer v'loy chumashim mitvuchay sefer Torah hatayir b'Torah shapir dami. Ela mehol lekel mishma mina. From this brayso we can't bring any raya because the diyukim are contradicting the diyuk of the reisha to the diyuk of the sefer. Yeah, and so the Gemara tries to bring more rayas and it ends up that this is an iboy de la yishita. There is no hachra in the Gemara for this shayla. Okay. So now in the Mishnah we also have a similar setup. We have a ratio of the Mishnah and the sefer of the Mishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah says that when you sell Dvaram Shebekdusha, you have to sell it in a way that the mechira has to be geared towards an Ali in Kedusha. And then the sefer of the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to gear the mechira in a way that's going to be a Hirod in Kedusha. Yeah, so the Ran brings from Ben Ephraim that in the Mishnah also we have Lechayr Astir and the Diyukim between the Reisha and the Sefer. Kosov Rabbi Ben Ephraim, Homas Nisan Kasher Reisha Asefer. From the Reisha of the Mishnah is Mashma that when you sell a Dovah Shepedusha, the Mechira has to be geared towards an Aliyah in Kedusha. But you wouldn't be allowed to sell the mashal an Aron Kodesh to buy another Aron Kodesh. You wouldn't be allowed to sell a Navi to buy another Navi. If you're selling a Navi, you have to buy with it a Sefer Torah. If you're selling an Aron Kodesh, you have to buy with it a Mitpachas. And the Sefer is Mashma Fakert. The Sefer is Mashma that is only usher to make a Mechira in such a way that the Kedusha is going to go down. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to buy a Navi. You're not allowed to sell an Aron Kodesh to buy a Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, but if you're going to keep the Kedusha level from the Sefer of the Mishnah, would be Mashma that you're allowed to sell Ba'if and that you're going to keep the Kedusha at the same level. So Rabbi Ephraim says in the Mishnah also, Mehol lekel Mishnah mina. The Diyukim in the Mishnah, the Diyuk of the Reisha contradicts the Diyuk of the Sefer. So we have no Hachra from the Mishnah. What the halacha is if you want to make a Mechira to keep the Kedusha on the same level. But even though in the Mishnah there's no Hachra, but it's Mukha from the Gemara. It's Mukha from the Gemara because the Gemara clears the Shaila by Sefer Torah. And that's a case where we're making a mechira to keep the kedusha on the same level. And the Gemara says, what's the shaila? One side is that since you're not going up the tosa, and the other side is that since there is no option to go up because you can't get higher than sefer Torah, it's a shapir dam. It was mashal from the Gemara that the Gemara only cleared the shaila by a sefer Torah. Because by a sefer Torah, there's a makom to declare that since you can't go up, maybe you're allowed to sell an old sefer Torah to buy a new sefer Torah. But in a Eifim where there is an option to go up, yeah, if you're selling a Navi, you're definitely not allowed to sell a Navi to buy another Navi, right? Even though from the Mishnah we don't have a raya, because in the Mishnah, since the Diyukim asaiser each other, so mehol lekel mishnah mina, but from the Gemara it's muchach. From this that the Gemara shdal vek the shayla only by sefer Torah, and it's sad that it's mutter is only because given the lekel iluyah iluyah achrina shapir dami is mashma that by other kedushas where it's possible to make the mechira and that the mechira should be geared towards an aliyah kedusha, it's definitely usher to make a mechira for a kedusha which is shor. As always, Dr. Ben Ephraim. Yeah, so the halacha of Ben Ephraim says is that in mechira for dava ashor is osur, but from the Mishnah is a problem. The Mishnah is a problem that the Yukim and the Mishnah asayser each other. That the Yukim and the Mishnah asayser each other. And they hold lekala Mishnah mina. The Ran isn't satisfied with this because if we don't know how to learn the Mishnah, then the kash is on the Gemara Gufa. How did the Gemara know? How did the Gemara know? If they hold lekala Mishnah mina, how did the Gemara know? How did the Gemara know that that in Shar Dvarim you're only allowed to you're zikha only allowed to make a mechir for an aliyah in kedusha? From the Mishnah you don't have a hefik either way. Then lechayu the Gemara could have cleared the shaila not only by sefer Torah b'shem deleka yilaluya yiluya achrina. The Gemara could have cleared the shaila by neviim, by mitpeches, by everything. Right? So how did the Gemara know that by Shar Dvarim you're only allowed to sell an oifin of aliyah in kedusha? So the Ran says no, that the Mishnah is not austere the Reisha and the Sefer. And the Mishnah, the Pshat is, the Rabbeinu Ephraim learns that the Mishnah is, from the Mishnah alone we have no Raya. The Yukim HaSaisa each other. We have a Raya from the Gemara. And since we have a Raya from the Gemara, we have to learn the Mishnah that the Sefer is only Agav the Reisha. The Ikir is the Reisha of the Mishnah, and the Sefer is only Agav the Reisha. The Ran's not happy with that, so the Ran says a different shot in the Mishnah. The Ran says that the Avad al Halacha, he's masking to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that by everything other than a Sefer Torah, Yezichah not allowed to make a Mechir for a Dov HaShavah. Like you see from the Gemara, that the Gemara only cleared the Shaila by Sefer Torah. But in the Mishnah, the Ran says that you don't have to be matzik like a Ben Ephraim that's Tony Sefer Agav Reish. So the Mishnah, you can understand like this. It means, the Ikar Halach is that you always have to be mal. And that's the ratio of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah, why does the Sefer of the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to be Mayud if the emes is that you're not even allowed to do B'dov HaShavah? So the Ran says, because since the first part of the Sefer, Machru Sefer Torah lo yikru svarim. That part of the Sefer, the first part of the Sefer, the Mishnah had to talk about Hayrod and Kedusha. Because in Sefer Torah al kalponim, it is mutter to sell a Sefer to buy a Sefer Torah with the money of an old Sefer Torah. Either loitet sad in the Gemara that you're allowed to do it lechatchila. So even lechatchila you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah. And if and on the side of the Gemara that you're not allowed to do it, the Chatzchila, Al Kalponim B'Diyevet, you're allowed to do it, and the Mishnah is talking about B'Diyevet also. So when the Mishnah said, when the Mishnah started talking about Machru Sefer Torah, so there the Mishnah had to talk about Hayrodah and Kedusha, because Machru Sefer Torah, you're definitely allowed to buy a Sefer Torah, either the Chatzchila or Al Kalponim B'Diyevet. So since the Sefer of the Mishnah, Al Kalponim had to start talking about Hayyadah Mekdusha, so that's why the Sefer continues talking about Hayyadah Mekdusha. But the halacha is about it that you have to be Mala. The halacha is that you have to be Mala, like Rabbeinu Ephraim says. Just in the Mishnah, how to explain the Mishnah, the Ran has another Eitzah. You don't have to say Toni Sefer Agav Reisha. No, because in the Sefer Gufa there was a Hefech to start talking about Hayyadah Mekdusha. So that's why the Sefer continues talking about Hayyadah. So upon we have now the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ran, that the halacha of Malin B'Kodesh Eimaridin is Malin Dafka. You have to Dafka be Malin Kedusha and to make a Mechira B'Oifin that it's going to stay on the same level as us. What to do with the Mishnah is a problem. Yeah, because we have the ratio of the Mishnah is Mashma that you have to be Malin. And the Sefer of the Mishnah is Mashma, but it's only an Isser to be Mayud. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says that the Ikir is the Reisha and the Sefer is Toni Sefer Agav Reisha, and the Ran has an Eitzah how to end for the Sefer of the Mishnah also, that in the Sefer of the Mishnah Gufa, since it had to start talking about Hayyadah, that's the way it continued. I think that if you look carefully, we'll see that Rashi addressed this problem, and Rashi has a different Mahalach how to end for the Mishnah. Yeah, the last two words of the Mishnah are v'chein b'maisrehem. It means when you sell, the Mishnah started off saying that if you sell something of a lower kedusha, you have to use the money for something of a higher kedusha. If you sell something of a higher kedusha, you're not allowed to use the money to buy something of a lower kedusha. Bechein b'meisrehen, zok the Mishnah. Meisrehen means that if you sold the mashal something of a lower kedusha to buy something of a lower kedusha, so you have to use the money to buy something of a higher kedusha and not of a lower kedusha. Bechein b'meisrehen, if you already bought something of a higher kedusha and now you have leftover money, so the same din that we said till now applies not only to the ikir money, to the meiser also. What was left over after you bought the new thing also has the same halacha that we said till now. But Rashi says like this: Bechein b'meisrehen zok Rashi mochru sforim belokhu mimikses hadamim taira. Rashi gives the example that they sold neviim and they used part of the money to buy a sefer taira. Lo yikhu min ha-maisar davar shekdushasei p'chusa. Rashi says that the din of Maisrayan is that if you're not allowed to use the extra money, the leftover money, you're not allowed to use the leftover money to buy something of a smaller kedusha. Rashi doesn't say that you're mechuyev to use the maisar for a higher kedusha. Rashi says the din of the chayim of Maisrayan is that you're not allowed to use the maisar for a lower kedusha. The Ran, when the Ran, if you look in the Ran, when the Ran brings this halacha, v'chein b'meisrehen, the Ran says, mochru sforim, v'lokhu mimikzas hadomim taira, tzrichim likach gam kein min ha-maisar taira. V'chein b'meisrehen means that the maisar also has to be used for an elevated kedusha, like the ikedom. Yeah. Rashi is saying something which needs a bir l'chayim. Rashi is mashma that we have two parts of the Mishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah is saying a din malin b'kaidish, you have to go up. The seif of the Mishnah is saying ein ma'irin, don't go down. The chayin b'maisrehen, Rashi seems to be learning that the maisrehen, the din of the chayin b'maisrehen is only going on the seif of the Mishnah. It's not going on the ratio. The chayin b'maisrehen means that the maisr, The words of Chaim and Meisrein is part of the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah is saying you're not allowed to go down. Of them, fuck the Mishnah, the Chaim and Meisrein. But in the Reish of the Mishnah, when it says that when you sold something, you have to go up, on the Reish of the Mishnah, it doesn't say the Chaim and Meisrein. Yeah. In the Chav, the Ram learned that the words of Chaim and Meisrein is going back on the whole Mishnah. It's going on the Reish also. Rashi seems to be learning that the words V'chein V'meisrein, it's as if there's two Mishnayos over here, there's a Reish and there's a Sefer. In the Reish it doesn't say V'chein V'meisrein. In the Sefer it says V'chein V'meisrein.
Maybe Rashi learns going on the Reish also. Which is looking at the money as a whole, some of them, since the money as a whole was used for more than...
You're saying a Pshat in Rashi, but I'm saying in the practicality of it. The Reish says go up, the Sefer says don't go down, and then it says V'chein V'meisrein. What does V'chein V'meisrein mean? L'maisa, what does it mean? Does it mean that use the maisa to go up, or does it mean don't go down with the maisa? So Rashi is saying V'chein V'meisrein means don't go down with the maisa, which is a continuation of the Sefer. I'm not saying Pshat in Rashi, I'm just saying in the Taich of the Mishnah, that's how Rashi Taich the Mishnah. Now if that's the Taich of the Mishnah, so l'chayra, we can't ask anymore that the diuk of the reisha is a steer to the diuk of the sefer, because there's two separate halachas over here. There's a halacha that you're mechuyev to be ma'ala, and there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be married, and there's two separate halachas. Baharaya, in the maisa, we have an isser hayrada. In the maisa, we have an isser hayrada, and we don't have a chiyuv halacha. In the maisa, the halacha is that you're not allowed to go down, but there's no chiv to use the maisa for an elevated kedusha. So the Chayyur Rashi is bavarning the shaila that Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ran ask, that we have a problem in the Mishnah that the diuk of the reisha is says to the diuk of the seifa. The Chayyur Rashi is bavarning the shaila because the seifa had to tell. About the halach is malan b'kodesh, but the seifa had to tell you in Israel hayrada because in the maisa that's all you have. That's the chayyur what you see from Rashi. But avada, this halacha needs a beer. This halacha needs a beer. If the halacha is malin dach, the halacha is malin dach, and the halacha is b'chein v'meisrein, so what kind of pshara is this? What kind of pshara is this that in the meisr it's enough if you're not meir, but you're not mechuyev to be mal? Yeah, the Ran Takas is not like that. The Ran says that in the b'chein v'meisrein means that the meisr also you have to be mal. If you sold the sefer Torah, and you bought with the, I'm sorry, if you sold the Neviim and with part of the money you bought a Sefer Torah, you have to use the rest of the money for Sefer Torah also. Yeah, Rashi seems to be saying that in Meisr, we have the Isser HaYirada without the Chiyuv Halah, that L'chayr needs a beer. Is Ve'emis the Turi Evan says that Rashi argues on the Ran and Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Turi Evan says that Rashi holds that the whole halacha is a halacha of Ein Marid, and not Toni Sefer Agav Reisha like Rabbeinu Ephraim says. The opposite, Toni Reisha Agav Sefer. The whole Mishnah is the Sefer. The whole Mishnah is that you're not allowed to go down. And that's why it's very geshmak that Rashi did. Dinah b'chein b'misrei is you're not allowed to go down because that's the whole Mishnah. And the whole Mishnah is Toni Reisha Agav Sefer. The Turi Evan says. Okay, it's a big chiddush. Rashi and Menachas, if you look over there, Rashi's mashmah that there is a chiyuv of halah. But I just want to point out that even what? Okay, one second. I just want to point out that even if in Rashi you could say it like that, but l'chayyeh this kasha is shver in the Shulchan Aruch. This kasha l'chayyeh is shver in the Shulchan Aruch because the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tufman Gimel. Sif Dalit brings the machlekes ha-poiskim, whether you mechuyev dafke when you're selling, if you mechuyev dafke to go up, or you're allowed to sell for a kedusha which is shavah. Yeah, the Mechaber brings two days about this. Yemuta liknes v'dmei kedusha achas kedusha acheres kayetze ba yesh oisrim v'yesh matir. Yeah, the yesh oisrim is the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ran, which we just saw, and the yesh matirin is the shita of Ma'ari Avuhov, which hopefully we'll get to soon. So the Mechaber brings two days about this. Yeah, the Sif before that, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber brings a Mishnah, and he says, B'nei Shemachu Beis HaKnesses, you have to buy an Aron Kodesh, and so on, the whole Seder from Aron Kodesh, you go to Matpachas, and from Matpachas to Sfarim, from Sfarim to Sefer Torah, Avol Ipcha Lo Haridon Mikdushas and Asur. And then the Mechaber says like this: Va'afilu im konu b'ktzas hamoyis, dovo shekdushos hechamura, ein yecholim l'shanois hamoyisar l'kdusha kala. The Mechaber is quoting Rashi. The Mechaber is saying that the din of the chayim of Meisrayin is only an isra to go from kdusha hamura to kdusha kala. Yeah, he doesn't say that like the round that the Meisar also you have to be ma'al of the kdusha. The Mechaber quotes Rashi that the din of Echein B'Meisrein is only an Issa Hayradas Kedusha. And in the Mechaber you can't say that he holds that the whole din is only an Issa Vein Maridin and Toni Reisha Agav Sefer, because the Mechaber brings both Shittas. The Mechaber brings the Shitta that you have to be Ma'al B'Kedusha and you're not allowed to keep it, and it's not enough to keep it on the same level. So in the Mechaber, it's very clear that even if the halachi is that Ma'al B'Kedush, that when you sell, you mechuyev to sell in such a way that it should, that there should be an aliyah in kedusha, but the meiser has a different din. The meiser, the mishnah is only going on the sefer. The meiser only has the issa hayrada without the chiyuv halah. That's mechuyev what you see in the mechaber. Yeah, no lachuria. It needs a big beer. It needs a beer. Manushach, if the halach is malon bekaidish and the halach is v'chein b'meisrayan. Yeah, so why? What kind of shor is this? Is this that in the meiser it's enough not to be meir, but you don't have to be mal? Rashi brings for the ikir din of mal and bekodesh vein meiridin. Rashi brings this two yalfusas for this. Rashi brings from the Tesefta. There's one yalfusa from the fact that Betzalel made the Mishkan and Moshe put it up. Moshe was greater than Bezalel, so that's Malon B'Kodesh. And there's another Yafusa of Ein Maridin from the Rikoy of Hachim, from the Machtois of Adas Kairach that they were used for Tzipur Lamizbeach. This is the way Rashi brings it. In the Gemara Menachos says Fakert. It says that the Malon B'Kodesh we learn from the Machtes of Adas Kairach and the Ein Maridin we learn from Moshe and Bezalel. But B'chol Oifin, Rashi brings and Azoi state in the Gemara that there's two Yalfusas over there. There's two Yalfusas. There's a Yalfusa for Malon B'Kodesh and there's a Yalfusa for Ein Maridin. And the Turi Evan asked the Kasha already. Yes, why do you need two Yalfusas for? Manashach. If the halach is malin bakayit, the halach is that you have to go up, so that's the halach, you have to go up. If you have to go up, you're not allowed to go down. If the halach is ein meridin, so the halach is ein meridin. Why do you need two yalfusis? One, that you're not allowed to go down and that you have to go up. So l'chayir, from this, that there's two yalfusis would be mashma, that there's two separate halachas. There's a halacha that you're mechiyiv to go up, and there's a halacha that you're not allowed to go down. And l'chayir, the nafkamina, one of the nafkaminas is, there's a machlaikis, the Taz and the Bechar Shor, not with regard to mechir. Yeah. Marshal, the Taz is talking about a case where a shul, where a kehillah which started right after a churban, and they had very limited resources, so they had a tiny little aron kodesh where they kept the sefer Torah, and then the tzibur Baruch Hashem, they were able to afford more, and they were able to build a proper aron kodesh, and now the shayla is what to do with this old aron. And they have no use for it. There's no use for it. Either they're going to use it for a Sfarmish Rank, or it's going to go into Shames. There is no other use for it. So the Taz says that since there is no option to go up, because there's no other use for this, so you're allowed to be Moyed Mikdusha. You're allowed to be Moyed Mikdusha if the only option is that if you're not going to use this on Kaidish as a Sfarmish Rank, it's going to end up in Shemus, you're allowed to be Mayid Mikdusha. Because the only time you're not allowed to be Mayid Mikdusha is if you have an option. If there's no option, then you're allowed to be Mayid Mikdusha. The Bechor Shor brings a whole list of rayas that you're not allowed to do it. And he says that Geniza is Adif. If the choice is to put it into Shemus or to use it for a lower Kedusha, Then the halach is that Geniza is Adif. And for sure it brings a whole list of rayas. And I once heard somebody brought a very nice raya from the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says that Sefer Torah Shabbala, you're not allowed to make from it a mezuzah. You're not allowed to cut out the Pasha Shema from a Sefer Torah to make a mezuzah. Right? Even though it's a Sefer Torah Shabbala. And the only thing you can do with the Sefer Torah Shabbala is put it in Shemus, but ain't icing men in mezuzah. Yeah. So the Chorshar says that if you have to choose between Gneza and Hayrad and Mekdusha, the halacha is that you're goinus and you're not mayor the Kedusha. So l'chayir, but what we see from the Chorshar is from the Chorshar that there's taka two halachas. There's a chiyuv of malin b'kodesh. And the chiyuv of malin b'kodesh is like any other chiyuv in the Torah, which the halacha is that if you're an honest, you're pot. If you can't, then you can't. Besides the chiyuv to be malin b'kodesh, yeah, there's an iser to be mayur kodesh. There's an iser to go down. If it's not the chiyuv to be malin b'kodesh, if you have an aron kodesh which has no other use. The only thing you could do with it is to be married to use it for regular svarim. If there would only be a din of malin b'kodesh, right? So then honest, there is no option. There is no, you can't be malin b'kodesh. So l'chayyeh the taz is the right. If you can't be malin b'kodesh, you can't. If you can't, you can't. Right? The b'chor shor is being mechadish that even good you can't. So you can't be the din. You can't be mekayim the din of malin b'kodesh. But there's an issue of hayrodas. You're not allowed to be married. If you're not allowed to be married, so don't do anything. If you can't, put it in Shemus. You're not allowed to be married mikdusha. Hayroda mikdusha is an issa. Malin b'kodesh is a kiyum. It's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv to be malin b'kodesh. And it's a chiyuv. It's a kiyum. Like it's like any other mitzvah. If you can't do it, an honest is potter. Hayroda mikdusha is an issa. You're not allowed to do it. So if you can't do it, don't do anything. That's what the Parsha says. If you have an aron kodesh, if you have a cloth which was used to wrap a sefer Torah, and it's not roy for that anymore, it's torn, and the only thing you can use with it is to wrap a chumash, to wrap a navi with it. Parsha says you're not allowed to do it. Put it in shemus, because even though you can't, you're an onus on the din of malam b'kodesh. Good, you're potter from being malam b'kodesh. Geniza is not a reader. Geniza is in its kedusha. You're being going, is it because it has no use anymore? Geniza is not a hayyad kedusha. Using it for a lower level kedusha, that's a hayyad kedusha. that. So from the Parashah we take a see that Malin B'Kaidish Ve'Ein Meridin is take two separate halachas. Malin B'Kaidish is a chiyuv. Ein Meridin is an Isser. Ein Meridin is an Isser. This is a chiyuv and this is an Isser. And the Nafkamina is when it's impossible to be Malah. When it's impossible to be Malah, the Parashah says there's still an Isser. There's still an Isser, and that's why Geniz is out. Yeah, so l'chor, that's why you need two yafusas. You need one yafusa to tell you the kiyum of the chiyuv of malin b'kaidish. And there's another, and you need another yafusa to tell you the issa of hayrodin. And the nafkamina is. The nafkamina is the Taz's case. When you can't be malin, so beside the chiyuv of malin b'kaidish, you're an onus, you'd be potter. But there's still an issa of hayrodin. That's why Geniz is odd. Yeah, so l'chor, this is the pshat in Rashi also. Rashi says that the din of b'chein b'maisrayan, the din of b'chein b'maisrayan, applies not only to the din of the chayim meisrayin applies only to the sefer of the mishnah, not to the reish. It means the din of the meisrayin is only that you're not allowed to be meirid, but you're not mechuyev to be malah. And the pshat is this is what you were being meirid before, that malan b'kodesh is a chiyuv, is a chiyuv. So that means if you're making a mechira, the mechir, in this mechir, there has to be a skayim mahalah and kedusha. There has to be a skayim mahalah and kedusha. If you sold a navi for $1,000 and you used part of the money, you used $500 to buy a sefer Torah, so in this mechir, it was the skayim mahalah and kedusha. So even if you'll use the rest of the money for something lower, so you will mekayim the malan b'kodesh because this mechir produced an aliyah and kedusha. The din of v'chein b'maisrayin is only on the sefer because hayroda mikdusha is an isser, and if hayroda mikdusha is an isser, then you have to make sure that it should not come out of hayroda mikdusha from this mechira. That means if hayroda mikdusha wouldn't be an isser, if you sell something and it's maiser, you sell a navi to buy a sefer Torah, and then you have leftover money. And with the leftover money, you'd buy something with a lower kedusha. So what happened in this mechir? You did both. You were mekayim malin b'kaidish, and you were also meirid. So if it's the chiyuv of malin b'kaidish, you were mekayim the chiyuv of malin b'kaidish. The mechir produced an aliyah in kedusha. Why aren't you allowed to go down? You're not allowed to go down because besides the chiyuv of malin b'kaidish, there's also an isra. There's an aveir of ein meirid. Yeah, so if you're going to use the money to buy a higher kedusha, right, and you're going to use the meisah to buy a lower kedusha, so the higher kedusha that you bought was a mitzvah, was a kiyum of malan b'kodesh, but you're also doing an aveir by buying a lower kedusha. Rashi says that the iser is only to go down, but a dov hashavah there's no iser. You just don't have the kiyum of malin. So for the kiyum of malin, it's enough. For the kiyum of malin, it's enough. If the ikum mechir was for a purpose of halal and kedusha. Because the din of malin is a chiyuv. It's not an isser to do something without halah. It's a chiyuv of halah. So if you make a halah, so you mekayim the chiyuv. Hayrod is an isser. So the din of the chayim of Meisrayan is only on hayrod and kedusha and not on halah and kedusha. Al kaponim. So like Rashi, we have l'chor a very gishmaka teretz on the Rishonim's kasha, the diyuk of the reish of the sefer, because the reish is telling you the chiyuv of malin b'kodesh, and the sefer is telling you the issur of hayrod. Okay, so this is all in the shita of the Ran and the Bein Ephraim that. That the halacha is mal and dafka, and you're not allowed to go down. Chava brings a different sheet. Chava brings a day that holds that there's no chiv to be mal in kedusha. You're allowed to keep as long as you're keeping it on the same level. It's mutter, and that's the sheet that the Beis Yosef brings from Rabbeinu Hagadol Ma'ari Avuhav. That's the Menorah Samor. Rabbeinu Hagadol Mariyo Kosav Shemidir Rabbeinu Shekosav Aval Ipchel Lo Hayridin Miktushoson Loi Mashma De Loi Kaptinon Elo Sheloi Yeridin Miktushoson Aval Likna Is Kayetze Behem Shori Veshekein Motzo Kosav Veshem Harav Rabbeinu Yoin. Mariyo Avuhav holds that the whole din that says in the Mishnah is only that you're not allowed to be Moyed Miktusha. You don't have to go up. As long as you don't go down, it's enough. So if you sell a Navi, you're allowed to buy another Navi. You sell an Aron Kodesh, you're allowed to buy another Aron Kodesh. That's the shita of the Mariyah, and the Bechava brings it as a Yeshayimrim that for Kedusha Hashav it's mutter. Yeah, of course, this shita is very shver. It's very shver. The Taz asked the Kasha like this. The Taz asked Monashach. If you're talking about a Sefer Torah, it's an Iboy Leifst in the Gemara. So Niboy Leifst, the Gemara declares the Shaila. Mao Olim to Sefer Torah Yoshin, Likach Pei Chodesh. And it's an Iboy Leifst in the Gemara. In Yoyodei, in Hilchot Sefer Torah, this halach is Gepaskin Lechumra. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is Lechumra, and it's Iboy Leifst. And if we're going to say that this Yeshayimim is not talking about a Sefer Torah, it's even more shver, because from the Gemara's Muchach that the whole Shaila was only a Shaila in Sefer Torah. The Gemara only declared the Shaila in Sefer Torah, Kim Delekali Yiluyi Yiluyi Achrina. But by something where it's possible to make an Aliyah in Kedusha, so you zich him a chiyuv to. You're not allowed to just buy a Dabar Hashav. As I reflect the Taz. Good. So now, in the what's hakad of pshat in the Mariyah, there's two mahalchim. The Berak Habayis in Siman Kuf Nun Dalit, he just says a lashon. He says, "Lefi mashe kosavti b'Siman Kuf Nun Gimel b'Shem Harav Rabbeinu Yoina deboyon naktinon lekula v'loy be'ina niluya." The Berak Habayis in Siman Kuf Nun Dalit quotes Rabbeinu Yoina as saying that the Gemara Shaila of selling a Sefer Torah to buy a Sefer Torah was nifshat lekula, that you don't have to go up, it's enough if you have a Dover Hashav. That's the way the Berak Habayis seems to have understood the Maariv. And it's very, very shver. It's very, very shver. Because besides the stira from Aruch Chaim to Yeridaya, from the Gemara's Muchach, not like that. From the Gemara's Muchach, the whole Shaila by Sefer Torah is only because luckily Eluy Eluy Achrina. But by anything else that you're able to go up, you have to go up, and you're not allowed. And Dovah Shav is not enough. So the Berak Habayis is trapped in the Mariyah is very shver. The other Achrayim, the Agro and others, they say that the pshat in the Mariyah is. Because the Gemara asked the Shaila if you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah. And the Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah that it says you're not allowed to sell a Novi to buy a Sefer Torah. But you're not allowed to buy a Novi with the money of a Sefer Torah, but a Sefer Torah you are allowed to buy. And the Gemara says, Bidiyevit Shain. So the Achrayim say that the Mariyah holds that the same Bidiyevit that we say by Sefer Torah applies to other things also. Just like by Sefer Torah, we say that Bidiyevit, if you already sold the Sefer Torah, you're allowed to buy another Sefer Torah. So the same way, if you already sold a Navi, you're allowed to buy another Navi. And when the Mariyah says that Dovah Shalom Mutli, it's not only talking Bidiyevit if you already sold. The halach, the yeshayim in Shulchan Aruch, the Dovah Hashav and Mutter is taka only by it only bidiyev, bidiyevit that you already sold it. Yeah, and this, so you've entered the Gemara, but the word itself is a plea atzum lechayyur. What does it mean bidiyevit? What does bidiyevit mean when we're talking about shad devar? What's bidiyevit? I say for Torah it's bidiyevit because there's no option. After you sold the Sefer Torah and now you have money, what are you going to do with the money? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says by Sefer Torah it's called b'di'eved, the eved shemachru kvar, u'mishemachi mutter likach b'dom of Sefer Torah shem lav ma yikchu mehem. What are you going to buy? What are you going to buy with the money? You can't buy anything with the money which is higher than a Sefer Torah. So good, so you have to buy a Sefer Torah. There's no option. If you sold a Navi, how can you say that if you sold it, it's b'di'eved? What b'di'eved? You have the money from the Navi, so buy a Sefer Torah. You have the money from Aron Kodesh, buy Matachas. What do you mean b'di'eved? What's Shayat b'di'eved by... What's Shayat b'di'eved by Shayat Bar? So l'chayr, the way the Achrayim are learning the Mariyah is l'chayr, we have to say a different shat in the Gemara. But this mshat in the Gemara b'di'evit shani. the Iker Halacha, that our Mishnah, that this Mishnah, the Rambam brings in Hilchas Tefillah. Now the Gemara Shaila and that Chav Zayin, the Gemara Shaila about selling a Sefer Torah, and buying another Sefer Torah. It's an Iboyed Lo Yishtu in the Gemara. And the Rambam Paskins, like a lot of Yishayim do, the Rambam Paskins L'chumr. But the Rambam doesn't bring this in Hilchis Tefillah, where he talks about the halacha Samal and the Kodesh V'Ein Nayidin. The Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchis Sefer Torah. The Rambam brings in Hilchis Sefer Torah, and the Rambam's lashon is like this. Sefer Torah kosher noyigin by kedusha yisayir of a kovet gadol. Ve'osur le'odam limkar sefer Torah afilu ein loy ma yoichal. Ve'afilu hoyu loy svarim rabim. Ve'afilu yoshan likach by chodosh. The Rambam brings this the Gemara Shaila that you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah Yoshan Likach by Chodosh. The Rambam doesn't bring it in Hilchas Tefillah when he's telling about the halachas of Malin B'Kodesh Ein Nayid. The Rambam brings it in Hilchas Sefer Torah. Afilu Yoshan Likach by Chodosh. La'olam Ein Meichin Sefer Torah El L'Shnei Devarim Sheil Meitayah B'Dama V'Shisa Isha B'Dama V'Hushal Lo Yedal Lo Yedal Achadim. Now from the Rambam, the way he brings this halach in Hilchas Sefer Torah and not in Hilchas Tefillah, it's very clear that the Rambam understood that we're not talking here about Hilchas Malan B'Kodesh Ein Merit. We're talking here Hilchas Kedusha Sefer Torah. In Hilchas Kedusha Sefer Torah, there's a halacha, nothing to do with the halacha of Malan B'Kodesh. There's a halacha, you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, period. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah because selling a Sefer Torah is showing that a Sefer Torah is something that you can manage without. And that's a zilzul in the cover of a Sefer Torah. It's nothing to do with Malan B'Kodesh Ein Merit. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. It's muchaf, number one, from the fact that the Rambam brings it in Hilchas Sefer Torah. Number two, from the fact that the Rambam is talking about a yochid. Yeah, in the Gemara's Mavur, that all these halachas of Malan B'Kodesh Ein Merit is all talking about a tzibur. A tzibur, because when a tzibur sells something, it's a Mavur in the Gemara, it's a separate sugya, but when a tzibur sells something, shalai b'mayim and anshi ha'ir, so the Kedusha carries over to the money. But even when a tzibur sells zayin through the ear, b'mayim and anshi ha'ir, that they have the complete bialus to sell it, the Gemara says that you're allowed to sell a shul and buy a beer house with it. Because there's no Kedusha b'chlal. So l'choyah, when a yochid sells something, it should be the same thing. And the Rambam is talking about a yochid over here. So he's not talking about hilchis malin b'kodesh. The Rambam says, "Afilu hoyu lo svarim rabin." The Rambam says, "A chiddush. Even though you have a lot of sefer Torah, you're not allowed to sell." In Malan B'Kodesh Ein Merit, there's no havamina that if you have an extra one, you should be parted from the chiv of Malan B'Kodesh Ein Merit. Yeah, it's clear that the Rambam is telling here avek a halacha. There's an isra of mechir sefer Torah. Because the mechir itself, regardless of whether there's going to be kedusha, not kedusha, up kedusha, down kedusha, the mechir itself is showing that a sefer Torah is something you can manage without. I don't need it. So there's an isra in mechir sefer Torah. And in that halacha, the Rambam's bringing the halacha afilu yoshan likach by chodesh. Yeah, the Rambam is being machriya, the Gemara Sofik, L'chumra in Hilchas Sefer Torah. Yeah, the Kesef Mishnah says that this Afil Yoshel Nikach by Chodosh is an Iboy L'Yifshin in the Gemara, and because of the Chaymer of Kedusha Sefer Torah, the Rambam was machriya L'chumra. Yeah, if we're talking halachas amount of Kodesh Ein Merit, Kedusha Sefer Torah is not in any Kedusha there's a chiv amount of Kodesh Ein Merit. Yeah, the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam was machriya the Shaira L'chumra because of the chaymer of Kedusha Sefer Torah. That means we're handling Hilchas Sefer Torah, not Hilchas Malan B'Kodesh. Yeah, so L'chaya, like the Rambam, when the Gemara says B'diyevet, the B'diyevet doesn't mean like Rashi says. B'diyevet doesn't mean like Rashi says that now that you sold it, now you're stuck with the money. So it's B'diyevet, so you're allowed to buy another Sefer Torah. B'diyevet means that it's at the Issa Mechira Sefer Torah. You will, even that is already, that's done, it's done and over already. for now, in Hilchus Mamon B'Kodesh, it could be that the whole Chiyuv is Ein Marin, then there's no Chiyuv Mamon B'Kodesh B'Chla. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. That's how it comes out. That when the Gemara says B'Diyeved doesn't mean because now you're stuck. B'Diyeved means because the Isser of Mechiyah Sefer Torah was born already. So if the Isser Mechiyah Sefer Torah was born already, so now we only have a Shail of Mamon B'Kodesh V'Ein Marin.
One second.
And the Isser of Malon B'Kodesh Ein Meriden, and beside the Isser of Malon B'Kodesh Ein Meriden, it could be that the whole din is only Ein Meriden, and there's no Chiyuv Halal, and the Mela, you're allowed to buy now another Sefer Torah. From the way the Achrayim learned the Mariyah, that the Gemara B'Diyevet, or the Gemara is B'Diyevet Shiny, applies to Shaar Dvarim also. L'chayri, we have to go a step further and be mechadish that the Mariyah held that just like the Rambam says in Sefer Torah, there's an isra mechira not for the purpose of Allah. There's an isra mechira because that in and of itself is a zilzul in the davar shabekdusha. The Mariyah held that applies to all the Rambam shabekdusha. The Rambam only says about Sefer Torah, but the Mariyah held that applies to all the Rambam shabekdusha. One second. That applies to all the Vamash Bekdusha. And the Musa of B'Diyeved is Shaya by all the Vamash Bekdusha. B'Diyeved means once you already sold it. Yes, so whatever Zilzul there is in selling it was done already. So now there's only a Shaila. If Malon B'Kodesh or Meriden. So Mitzad, the Chiyuv of Malon B'Kodesh, the Mariyah holds that there is no Chiyuv of Malon B'Kodesh, and the whole din is only Ein Meriden. Okay, now the Shaila is how to. What?
The Hebrew wants to talk about this as far as our
thing. What? No, because the iser is because the zilzul is because you're showing you don't need it. Yeah, that's the iser mechira is because you're being mezalzel and showing you don't need it. So there would be sad to say that if Yitaka doesn't need it, then it's not a zilzul. If he has one sefer Torah and he sells it, so he's showing that he could live without a sefer Torah. If he has 10 sefer Torah and he sells it, so there would be a mokum to say that it's not a zilzul.
Why can't you say this part of my condition?
Wouldn't want you a money.
I sold it. Now there was really.
Well, there was no Yibidin selling it. That's not a Yibidin. That's not a Hayuad Yibidin. That's a Zilzul of Mechir. The Shaila though is how to learn into the Gemara. That's the big Shaila. It means like this. Because Lechaira, okay, this is a problem. This could be busy over Shabbos. Means Lechaira, like this Mahalach. You'll be able to say that when the Gemara says "Kibin deloy mali le'aser," is not mikayach the din of malam b'kodesh ein meridin. It's how the din of malam b'kodesh is only an isur ein meridin. There's no chiyuv to be malam b'kodesh. The sad kibin deloy mali le'aser is mitzad the isur mechiyah sefer Torah. It's mitzad the isur mechiyah sefer Torah, right? So then the Mariyah is very positive. The Mariyah could hold that by Shaar Dvarim there's Bechal no Isser Mechira, and it's not in Malam Mekodesh, it's only an Isser of Hayrada. So you're even allowed to sell for a Dov HaShad. But from the Gemara it's Muchach not like that, because the Gemara brings a Raya from Goyal and Sefer Torah B'mit B'chayis Chumashim, and the Gemara wants to be Medayik that you're not allowed to be Goyal a sefer a chumish b'mit b'chayis chumish, right? And this has nothing to do with mechir. So you see from the Gemara that the Gemara was being patient at sad that there's a chiv of halo in kedusha. Yeah. So you have to say that when the Gemara was clearing the shaila, the Gemara wasn't clearing mitzad any halachas. The Gemara was clearing mitzad the loshon haMishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah says that from Rechayiv you go to Beis HaKnesses, you go to Aron Kodesh, to Mitbechais, to Sforim, to Sefer Torah. What do you do with a Sefer Torah? It doesn't say in the Mishnah. So mitzad the Loshon of the Mishnah, the Loshon HaMishnah leaves an open shayla. What do you do with a Sefer Torah? What do you do with an old Sefer Torah? So the Gemara says, Kivan Kim deloy mali le'aser. Kim deloy mali le'aser means Kim deloy mali le'aser could have. You could learn both ways. Kim deloy mali le'aser could be either mitzad the isur mechira or mitzad the chiyuv of malam b'kodesh, right? Or idil makim deloy mali le'aser is mutter. Right? So then, but so in the Gemara Shaila, the Gemara is not being machriya either way. In the Mario who was machriya, that once the Gemara was paishit that b'di'evet is mutzer, so the b'di'evet mutzer applies to shadaram also. So l'chari you see that the b'di'evet is the b'di'evet not in the din of mal and the kaidish, because in that shadaram is zichin not b'di'evet. The b'di'evet is mitzad the ism.
Questions.
Okay.